Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Margaret on the internet, who tells us this upbeat story. I've been divorced for 3 years with good relations with my ex. We continue to work in a small family construction business, and I'm wondering if, in the long run, I would be better off recategorizing the alimony I get to W-2 or 1099 earnings from the company. I want to establish more of a base for Social Security or retirement funding through a 401k. I'm 49 years old with 2 teenage boys, and I've been a stay-at-home mom for 13 years. Well, Margaret, good for you. What an interesting idea. Some people are better as partners or friends than they are as spouses. If the court awarded those payments and spelled out how long they are to run in your divorce agreement, then they're alimony. Alimony is something you get from your ex-husband to compensate you for the years you were married and supported him so he could build his business or career, but you didn't get to develop your own career. It's money from the past, and it's yours. Do not ever change the terms of your divorce agreement to eliminate that alimony. You never know when that source of income will become critical to you. Years pass. Things change. Since you're getting along so well right now, I don't really mean to stir up trouble, but I do want you to open your eyes. If you're working with him in the family business, you should be getting paid for that. After all, he's getting paid for his time and efforts, isn't he? You should be getting a salary if the business is a corporation, or if it's jointly owned by you and him, you should be getting a check for half the profits each month. It should be reported on a partnership K-1, if it's a partnership. That way, yes, you would be paying taxes on the profits, both income taxes and Social Security, and you can use those earnings as a basis for any number of retirement plans. But bear in mind, when you're the owner and there are employees, whatever you and your ex-husband do in the way of retirement plans individually, the company is required to offer and or fund for the long-term full-time employees. It gets relatively complicated. So talk to your company's tax professional about how it all works. Now, if your only goal is to report enough income to establish a base for Social Security, then just take a small salary or draw, like the $1,000 a month or so. And bear in mind, after being married to him for over 10 years, if you're his first wife, or the first who's been with him for 10 years or more, you'll be able to collect Social Security based on his earnings, even if your earnings are much less. And remember, you'll find answers to questions about alimony and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.